I am here in studio with a local college student. We have Samantha Bevins, who is from Hingham. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
She is a junior at Dartmouth, very smart young lady. And I was just so impressed when I heard about what you have done and what you've been working on for the last couple of years. You started this project that you're working on that has to do with how young people vote, can vote, and maybe will be able to vote in the state of Massachusetts. You started this when you were 17 years old and still in high school. In a nutshell, tell our listeners what it is that you have been a champion of and have been doing legislative research and trying to push this idea forward.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so the bill that I've been working on is called an Act Relative to Youth Voter Engagement. Its numbers are H705 and S431. Put simply, this is a legislation that would allow 17-year-olds who will be 18 by the general election, but who are still 17 for the preceding primary, to vote in that primary election because those elections are interdependent. This is a legislation that 27 other states and Washington, D.C. already have. Massachusetts is greatly behind, and it is not giving first-time voters the ability to fully participate in its first election cycle. And I was one of those 17-year-olds who was eligible to vote in the general election in 2020, and I did. But I did not have the opportunity to fully participate in my first election cycle because I could not vote in the primary election. This is a very important legislation that will allow first-time voters to be fully enfranchised in the voting system. And it's very important, especially with the upcoming primary elections of 2024.
No, it's interesting. When I started looking into this, I really had no idea that any other states let people do this. I thought, okay, here's the cutoff, here's the deadline. You have to be the right age by the right date, and that's it. But the fact that these other states, which you had pointed out and shown me a little bit off air, it's pretty much equally divided between red and blue states. So it's not an agenda for any one political party.
Yeah, this is a very important issue that states across the country have been passing since 1981. And it's very important to understand that if Massachusetts first-time voters do not have this right, they do not have the same right as their peers do in 27 other states. And Massachusetts should pass the legislation that we've been working on for 4 years so that we have the opportunity to vote in the 2024 primary elections the way that our peers do in other states.
Now, you've been working with State Rep Joan Moschino and also State Senator Patrick O'Connor. Okay, bipartisan, one Democrat, one Republican. What's their response been to your idea?
Yeah, so when I was 16 years old, I proposed legislation to Representative Moschino and Senator O'Connor, and immediately they both jumped on the legislation. They fully supported me, and they have been for the past 4 years. I also want to thank Representative Lewis, Jack Lewis, who's also been a main advocate for this legislation. We've had 3 hearings for legislation over the past 4 years, and we had a briefing this past summer as well. It's gaining lots of momentum, but we need help from Massachusetts constituents to continue to reach out to our elected officials, especially the chairs of the committee, Dan Ryan and Senator John Keenan, to try to urge them to pass this ahead of the upcoming 2024 elections, because we want our first-time voters in Massachusetts to feel fully enfranchised the way that their peers do in 27 other states. Getting the chance to simply tick off a box on the general election day for the Democratic or Republican Party is not as important as doing the research ahead of time and figuring out what candidate you want to have on the ballot. Mm-hmm. That is very important. And just to make a clarification, this legislation would apply for all primaries. So this means gubernatorial, governors, senators, state representatives, all primary campaigns, not just the presidential primaries. And we've seen that a lot of the most important ballot races that have happened in the state in the past few years have been in the primaries. We're looking at the Kennedy versus Markey, for an example, and many other examples where we've had many qualified candidates running in a primary. This is important not just for the presidential primaries, but for all primaries in the state to allow, again, first-time voters to form that habit of voting in the primaries and the general election, which they will not be able to form that habit if they don't have the ability to.
Now, you mentioned State Senator John Keenan. Of course, he is local, and he comes in the studio here, too, from time to time. Which specific committee were you talking about that he sits on?
So this bill is in the Joint Election Laws Committee, and he is the chair of that committee. So we're looking to get as much callers in to call his office, to call Representative Dan Ryan, who's the state rep who chairs the committee, to get as much support in the constituents to say this is something we want to pass, and we're trying to get it over the big hurdle to pass in time for this big upcoming 2024 presidential primary. But of course, if we can't do it by then, we still know that this is an important mm-hmm. bill to have for primaries, not just presidential, but all of them.
Have you gotten any pushback? Have you gotten any objections to this? Because I haven't heard any so far.
We've had no objections from anyone in the state House or the state Senate in the past 4 years we have done this. The only things that we ran into were COVID-19. So when mm-hmm. I was first proposed this in 2020, it was looking like it was on track to pass. And then obviously the focus in the Election Laws Committee had to become how to have mail-in voting, how to make voting more accessible during a pandemic. And now that we have all those laws squared away, it's an exciting opportunity for bills like this that enfranchise young voters to be able to pass.
You know, it's funny, they always talk about turnout at elections, and sometimes if it's a very contentious, say, presidential race, you'll get higher turnouts. Local elections, sometimes they're trying to get people to come to the polls. You seem so passionate about voting. Was this something you picked up from family experience? What was it that got you so interested in the voting process and politics?
Yeah, so my mom and my grandma have been very involved in politics since a young age, so I grew up going to many different local election events or federal or state election events, including many for Representative Mosquito when I was younger. And my mom and my grandma always enshrined into me that if you believe in something, tell your legislators. And that's what I did, and it worked. And I would want to inspire anyone, especially young people, that if you believe in something and you think Massachusetts or even the federal government should be listening to this issue, tell them, because I did when I was 16 years old and they listened. And they didn't have to, but they did. And I think that you'll realize that legislators really want to hear from young people. And this movement has really inspired me to try to tell other people that if you believe in something, you should tell them that. And I also think that once I started to look into this in other states, you see how many 17-year-olds that were, you know, the group we're mm-hmm. talking about, that are eligible to vote in the general election, but who can't vote in the primary, but in other 27 other states they can, mm-hmm. they turn out at extremely high rates. So if we look, for example, to Colorado, they passed this legislation in 2019. In their 2020 presidential primary, over 45% 17-year-olds turned out to vote, which is higher than the rate of most people that turn out to vote in the primaries. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We can also look to Connecticut and Vermont, which are nearby states that have this legislation. And when this became a ballot measure, it was approved by 72% on average between those two states. Those are nearby states in New England that have had this law since 2008 and 2010.
What about you? Do you think you'll ever run for office? You seem pretty passionate about getting your ideas across.
I hope to someday.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have you in here for political.
That would be exciting.
If people want to find out more information about this whole process and how they can maybe help, or, you know, call or letters or email or whatever, is there a web or Facebook page? How do you recommend people find out more about this initiative, this proposed law that would help change who can vote when?
Definitely reach out to Representative Mosquito or Senator O'Connor's office. Okay. Both of their staffs are incredible. They know how to get you in touch with me. Also, feel free to reach out to me directly. My email is SamanthaBevins4. So SamanthaBevins4 okay. @gmail.com. We would love any support. There's lots of things people can do. They can send in letters to the chairs. They can send in all the phone calls that anyone can make is always helpful. But we'd love to hear from people, and any help would be greatly appreciated. Obviously, we have a deadline coming up with the next primaries, but this is something that I'm very passionate about, and Massachusetts should be, considering we're behind 27 other states on this very important initiative.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, that's Samantha Bevins. She's a Hingham resident. She's a, I guess, junior at Dartmouth, getting ready to start your next semester. And it looks like you are really working very hard to make this happen. Of course, we're going to check in with you again and get an update to see what's happening. We're going to pop this interview up online, too, so people can listen to it again. Meanwhile, thank you so much again. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.